Sabbath greetings to everyone. I thank the Lord for giving us the privilege to uncover the truth, the real truth about Jesus Christ and the gospel of salvation. This truth has been buried for over 2,000 years, and it was prophesied by God that there would be a famine in the land of hearing the words of the Lord, Amos 8. 11 and 12. People who are the children of God will not be able to find it until the end of time. Therefore, his children are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. This lack of knowledge is a curse and chastisement because they disobeyed the laws of God. They killed the prophets of the Lord who warned them of their sins and idolatry. Therefore, today in modern times, the people of the world are in gross darkness of the truth. Many are being deceived by well-established large religious groups and churches for over hundreds of years with many converts. This darkness began with the final fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD by the ancient Roman Empire. Now, old Jerusalem was the site of the center of the truth. Christ our Lord and Savior prophesied of the fall. He wept when he beheld the city. He said, "The day shall come upon thee, and thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee around, and keep thee in on every side, and lay thee even to the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation." Luke 19:41-44. He said, "They shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." 21:24. That was the great abomination of desolation. Today, my testimony is titled "The Idolatry of Western Religions and How the Word of God, the Real Truth, is Hid from Them." The Western world is part of the Iron Kingdom of ancient Rome. Its religious system was set up by Constantine the Great. Constantine entered into the early Christian Church of Rome and was converted to some of its doctrine, but not all of it, because he believed in pagan practices. As emperor, he set himself over the church and revised some of the teachings by infusing some pagan practices into the new system. He said they were not Judaized, so the seventh-day Sabbath was changed and Sunday became the day of worship. He created a new universal religion called Catholicism, which includes ideals and traditions of other religions. This, he thought, was a great compromise to solve all religious persecution. Those who did not accept the new religion was cast out of the church and many killed as heretics. And a heretic is a person who do not conform to the beliefs of the church. Constantine was the first pope. Vatican City was his residence. It became the holy city, and Constantine and the Catholic religion set themselves up as the authority of the Christian religion, using Christ's name as a form of deceit and a minister of light. But there rose up reformers who protested against the power of the Catholic Church. They found fault with its doctrine and forced religious practice that they put upon the people by the Pope. The church kept the people from reading the Bible. Protestants said, all people should be free to read the Bible. But and they did not need a pope to mediate between them and God. These reformers broke the power of the Catholic Church. Now the Protestant churches create a new movement with new ideas, with philosophies, which include many of the same traditions of the Catholic Church, which they regard as their mother church. So many Protestants believers came to this country to escape persecutions that they had in their land. And they said they wanted a country without a king and a church without a pope. And when this country became a great nation of America, they put in their constitution freedoms of religion, freedoms of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to vote, and to have a voice in their government. They have a representative type government with their leaders serving for a small period of time. The dominant religion in this country is Protestant Christian state. The citizens of America with various religions can worship here in peace as long as they don't break the constitutional laws of this country. Now, the Islamic beliefs is a fusing together of many religious ideas taken from pseudo-Christians, pseudo-Jews, paganism, and the ancient Arabian gods. They march around a stone 7 times, kissing it each time, 7 times. This stone, they said, came down from heaven and landed in Mecca. Therefore, Mecca is their holy city. They revered Mohammed, their prophet, and Allah, their God. They said when he died, his spirit rose up from that stone and went to heaven. Now, Mohammed could not read or write, but his scribes wrote the Quran as he dictated it to them. Oftentimes, he would fall into a trance. He said the angel Gabriel gave him a book to write the Quran. He had a nervous disorder. Sometimes he had a seizure and was foaming at the mouth. Now, Mohammed was an eloquent speaker and could persuade the people in his favor. Mohammed taught the people the art of holy wars. Men who fought and died for Allah will be received in paradise and get 12 to 7 virgins waiting on them for all their needs. They were told to pray to Mecca 3 times a day, especially on Fridays. When they prayed, they used a rosary with 99 beads representing the innumerable names Allah. They are anti-Christ. Pseudo-Judaism is also anti-Christ. They continue to look for the Messiah. Today, there is an ancient wall standing called the Wailing Wall, where they pray and worship God for a unified Jewish state with powers and influences like the King David. They continue to wage wars with Palestine, who occupy portions of Israel on the West Bank. Now, the Palestinians claim their father was Abraham and the land is theirs. The people who occupied Jerusalem are strangers. All the original Jews was taken out and led away captive as slaves, fulfilling Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And their fathers did not know about this land. It was prophesied by Christ the Lord and the prophets and the apostles. The basic religion of the Jews are Phariseeism and Sadduceeism. With modern-day traditions and ideologies, their holy book is the Talmud, which is a collection of Jewish laws and traditions and the Torah, which is the law given by the mouth of Moses on Mount Sinai. But the Talmud is held in the highest esteem, not the law of Moses. The major Western religion claims to be monotheistic. That means they worship one God instead of many gods. They even claim idolatry is forbidden in their religion. But you can see they are a product of many religions, religious doctrines, and religious wars to force their beliefs on many people. They have placed their own man-made theology and tradition above the laws of God, breaking the first and the second commandment. So in conclusion, all those strange religions can't save you. They have an antichrist spirit, and it is obedience to God's words and laws that save you. Amen.